Welcome to MLB from CDA Baseball. I am your host, James Morrison. With me today is Jacoby, a host of a Mariners podcast. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited to do a podcast with you on all of MLB and just ready to dive in.
Yeah. So what is, who is Jacoby? Well, he has a podcast called the Mariners Alert Podcast. I'm actually on there as well, but he's the host of it. He's on it. He starts it. He does it. Check out the Mariners Alert Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and many more. Yeah, he's on there. Check him out, and let's have a good time together. So first, I don't know if you know. I know you know a lot about the Phillies, but they have acquired Trey Turner for a lot of money. Not a lot, but
11 years,
$300 million.
Yeah.
And first we're gonna talk about the roster. We're gonna talk about how long he's been playing for. But is this worth it? I mean, let's look at his stats. But for 11 years, $300 million, he's gonna be playing until he's 40 years old.
Wow, yeah, he's definitely going to get up there with his contract, and he'll be a Philadelphia Philly for a pretty long time, I can tell you that much. He's got some pretty decent stats, I think. He has 27 stolen bases, so obviously he's fast, 100 RBIs, and 21 home runs, so he's got power, RBIs, and he's fast, and he's got a 4.9 WAR, and a batting average of .298, so just under 300, great player, and OPS is 809, OPS plus 121,
yeah.
Pretty good, and he's just a great player, plays shortstop really well, and I think he could be a great star for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. I mean, what you see, if you're a Philadelphia Philly fan right now, you're looking at a guy who probably bat 300 for you, probably hit 20 home runs, probably steal around 20, 30 bases, and probably have around 100 stolen bases. Could you ask for more? I guess, what do you expect for Trey Turner in 2023?
Well, I expect him to have a pretty good year, similar from his year in 2022. I feel like his average is pretty much going to stay the same. It's never really been below 225, I would say. So he's always had a pretty decent average. Then again, not that phenomenal or anything, but it's still good. And his RBIs are great. He just hits the ball really well, and I think he could play shortstop really well also. And yeah, he's just going to be somebody that they need, I think. And Gene Segura wasn't – well, he plays second base. Never mind. Yeah. Like, whoever they had playing short, I don't think was going to be as good as Trey Turner.
Nah.
And I think he's a phenomenal ad for them.
Awesome. So I guess Trey Turner, overall, one of the best shortstops in baseball. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like, how would you rate him top five? You got Danby Swanson, Carlos Correa, Trey Turner, Jorge Mateo even. You got J.P. Crawford, you know, Colton Wong. I mean, how would you rate some of those shortstops? How would you rate him on the list?
Out of top five, I'd probably give him number three, I would think.
Why?
Just because he's really good, but then you get somebody like Jorge Mateo or somebody like Carlos Correa, who's been a very long veteran, or just has still talent, and they're still getting up there. So I just feel like he's so up and coming that you can't really rank him number one yet or anything like that. But I think he could definitely get there.
Interesting, yeah. So what to expect for him? You said around a .290, .300 batting average, which is very good. Do you think he'll be All-Star in 2023? Because he's done
yeah,
it a
do.
Lot in the past.
Yeah, I think he'll be an All-Star. I think he's going to keep similar numbers, but be phenomenal, too.
So he's going to be a Philadelphia Phillies until he's 40 years old, and his average gets lower every year. .328, .322, I guess .338, and then .298. OPS Plus is down it's been the lowest since 2020. I mean, looking at stats here, at least amount of stolen bases in a while. The most RBIs, not a lot of home runs. Yeah, he also sold 43 stolen bases in 2018 with the Nationals. But
wow.
I guess, again, what do you see through Trey Turner? I mean, how much of a good ad is it for the Phillies?
Well, it's a great ad, but as you can see, his numbers are decreasing or however you want to say it. I would say they're getting, like, worse, but I'd say they're slimming up a little bit, and they're not going to be as good as they were last year, but I think he's still going to have a great year and won't be, or will be better than somebody else you were going to start, I think.
For sure, yeah. Well, great. Let's really dive into the Phillies roster before we go and talk about the Mariners roster, because they're an interesting team as well. But look at this roster. They just came from winning the World Series, or came in second in the World Series, and they went Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner, JT Realmuto, Bryce Harper, Rhys Hoskins, Nick Castellanos, Alec Bohm, Bryson Stott, who was a shortstop, he's mm-hmm. such a young talent, now he's going to second base, and Brandon Marsh. What do you see through this roster, Jacoby?
Well, I see veterans and young talent, so obviously you have a great team if you can put together both. Lots of power this team has, and even JT Realmuto is fast, and he's a catcher, you got speed, power, and contact with, like, Alec Bohm and Bryson Stott and Marsh, so I really feel like this team is going to be really good and can have lots of factors that other teams won't.
Interesting, yeah, so the outfield, I feel like, maybe needs a little, because Nick Castellanos is coming from not a very good year. Brandon Marsh, you know, maybe an average outfielder. Yeah. And, I mean, Bryce Harper, one of the best in baseball, but he has a Tommy John surgery and won't be back till around All-Star break. So you're looking at, until the All-Star break, I don't know if this team can succeed. I mean, so you're looking at no Bryce Harper through for a while. You're looking at Brandon Marsh probably playing every day. I don't know if that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. And is Nick Castellanos going to bounce back from, like, a, what, 220 average?
Yeah, that's a good question. Nicholas Castellanos came from Cincinnati, I believe, and he was good for them, I think, but coming into new experiences with the Phillies, or whatever you want to say, he just didn't have the year I think he wanted. 13 homers, negative war, only 62 RBIs. He's not fast, like 7 stolen bases, and a batting average of .263, and an OPS plus of 95. Nice. So
that's a low average by about 5 points.
So obviously just not the year you want. He's had good years, but it wasn't there. And so I just feel like he could get better, but will he in Philadelphia again? Mm-hmm. Because we saw him not, and he batted not good, and he didn't, obviously anyone can play the field pretty well, but I just feel like batting is going to be something he really, really needs to work on.
And, I mean, we forget, in 2021, he batted .309 with 34 home runs and 100 RBIs. 2021, he was a great player.
Oh, yeah, but, all-star, I think.
Yeah, he was an all-star and MVP candidate, and then all of a sudden in 2022, he has a below-average year. I mean, like a bad
negative
year.
War.
What do you think happened? Like, why do you think he had such a bad year?
Well, I think he's getting up there. He's getting a little older. New state. Yeah, yeah. He's just getting into new places, I guess you want to say. Not used to Philadelphia, I guess you could say. Maybe not comfortable with the team yet. I don't know. There's many factors where he could not be as good. He had lots of strikeouts, too. 122 strikeouts, I believe, and that is definitely not something you want to be good at. So I think he needs lots of work on the batting and can be good, but if he wants it.
Yeah, so that was one of the big signings in baseball. I told you guys that I would all do another podcast. And I guess the big question is, can Nick Castellanos not swing at that slider or anything like that?
Right, yeah.
During the pitch. But now we're going to talk about is the Mariners, and that is Jacoby's specialty for sure. I guess, first of all, we're going to talk about how did the Mariners really come back from the 20-year drought? What do you think they did? They were not in the playoffs for 20 years. How did they do this?
Well, they have lots of young talent. They had a couple of all-stars. They have great players, and they just signed some new players, Colton Wong. I think there's one more, too. Maybe not. But we're looking into guys. We're willing to make moves, and we want to do really good. We just got Teoscar Hernandez too, and so what do you think about, like, the Mariners? Do you think they have a better roster than the Phillies?
Nah, I don't think so. I mean, yeah. I just don't think JP Crawford has a very good. He's not as good as Trey Turner, obviously.
No.
I don't know. Just this.
JP
roster,
Crawford had 14 errors, so you can obviously tell that he was a Gold Glover, and now he gets 14 errors. So that's obviously not good at all.
I guess, what do you see through this team heading to 2023? Because it's better than last year. And the last year, they really did have a good year.
Well, I think our pitching is going to have to improve a little bit. We have great pitching, but do we really want Robbie Ray in our five-man rotation or whatever? And do you want who's the other guy that we might not want in there? Marco Gonzalez, yeah. He is very inconsistent. Is not when he gives up a bomb, it's gone. I can tell you that much. It's very well gone, and he's just when he can't control, he can't control at all. So I feel like the pitching will have to improve a little bit. But I think we've done great on making moves this offseason and signing good players and not spending. I wouldn't say we spent too much money, but
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
How better does this roster look since from the ads of Trevor Gotts, Colton Wong, and Teoscar Hernandez?
Well, I think it's really good because Teoscar Hernandez is taking the place of Mitch Haniger. And I really like Mitch Haniger, but which one's better? I think you're going to give it to Teoscar. Like, he's veteran, played for, 6 years, I think. Was an all-star, except one time in 2017. So he's obviously been a very solid player. In 2022, I think he had 25 homers, and that's decent. Good. That's really good for the Mariners need that, and he's really has a decent average. What's his average? I'm looking it up right now. 267. So it needs work, but it's decent for sure in a OPS of 807, and so that's good. And like we said, he's been an all-star every time except 1 year, and when you have that good of a season or not season career, then you're expecting to be an all-star again and working towards it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this roster looks good from the outside, but I don't know, there's a little bit needed in the starting rotation. I guess, what are they going to do with Marco Gonzalez? Because he really hasn't been reliable.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if you make him not a starting pitcher, get rid of him. Because honestly, if you're going to get rid of him, you ain't getting much. I can tell you that much. He's not going to go for a lot. You're not going to get solid prospects, I would say. You're not going to get money or something. I don't know, good players out of him, I would say. You could, but who are you going to be making deals with? And he's just, like we said, he can't command half the time. And he's just not a star for us. He's like got an ERA of 4.13. And I can tell you that much. He's not doing good. He's got a losing record of 10-15. He's been an all-star quite a bit. But, not an all-star. But
I
said the wrong thing. But he's... He is good, but if he wants to be. And he doesn't he pitches a decent amount, and he doesn't strike out very often, like you said. If he does get a strikeout, everyone's pretty hyped. Because it's not often, I can tell you that much. But he could be good if he wants to, and he's just needed lots of work if he's going to be a starting pitcher and if he wants to be.
Yeah. I mean, so they finished 90-72. You have acquired a pitcher or a player who had a 3 or 4 WAR, and so most likely that means the Mariners are going to get 3 more wins. And then you also got Colton Wong, who has a 2 or 3 WAR, and that almost means you're going to get 2 or 3 more wins. So I mean, that's a lot of predictions. Not all that's going to go correct, but that's around 96 wins. Do you expect 96 wins for Seattle? Or do you expect more or less? And if so, why?
I would say like 94. So not much less. Just barely under the predictions because, like we said, maybe our starting pitching will kind of a couple pitchers won't do as good as expected or something. You know, some random thing, we don't get that hit that we should have, or you know, some have a save that we definitely should have had. You know, there's lots of reasons why we would only get 94, but 94, I'm saying, is pretty good. And
I mean, the Angels looking to be pretty good in the range. It's looking to be a lot better. So
AL our division West is going to be better, I think. We're going to be facing a lot of harder teams. And when you look at the division, it's not that good. But then when you actually play them, you're like, dang, this team's a lot better than I thought. You got, like, what is it, Oakland Athletics, Texas Rangers, Angels, and the Astros. We always have trouble with the Astros, so I think we're going to have to be pitching great against them, and we're going to have to be on command, not give up very many homers, and just play the ball we're supposed to play.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's good stuff right there. I mean, so you're a Mariners freak, right? And you got Emerson Hancock, the big prospect for the Mariners. Does that bring you excitement? What do you expect from Emerson Hancock? Because you really don't know what's coming your way with him.
Yeah, he's obviously a prospect, so you don't know too much about him. What are his stats? He's like, I wouldn't say he's an all-star if he like came up right away, obviously, but when you're a rookie, you're not expecting an all-star like that. But he's got a 3.75 ERA. Obviously, that's too high if you're going to be a starting pitcher. Or is he starting or is he a reliever? Mm-hmm. He's a starter. He's got 92 strikeouts, so he's not a big strikeout pitcher, but he's got only 98 innings pitched in that.
98 innings, 92 strikeouts is pretty good.
And that is good for how long he's in there. But I think he can be good. It's depending on if he wants to, I think. Like all players, if they don't have the attitude to win and be great, they're not going to be, you know. So I think he's going to have to – you can't say too much about prospects because you never know, you know. But I think he definitely could be amazing, but it really just depends on how hard he works and how bad he wants it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more. Do you see J-Rod having a good year in 2023? Because it's hard to say because Jarred Kelenic, Kyle Lewis, there's so many players that have phenomenal years and they're rookie, but then they just did not play well at all.
Okay, well, don't jinx us here, but I think J-Rod will be good. I wouldn't say necessarily as good. I would say he's going to hit a couple less homers, and I would say he doesn't get worse, but I would say he's has a couple less homers but a couple more RBIs. And he's only 21. He's center fielder. He's really, really good. He's got speed, too, so I think he can just, you know, be the player that he wants to be, steal bases for the team. I think he's a very big team player. He's not going to do, I don't know. I just think he's great, and if he wants to stay as good as he was this year, he will. So it's really good. It's up to him, mainly. So if he wants that same year, 21 homers and 65 RBIs, he'll do it if he wants it that bad. So we'll see. I think he is going to be still phenomenal and can be great.
Yeah, so you're kind of a guy about a 284, 28 home runs, 75 RBIs, and had 25 stolen bases, and his outfielder jumped 57 percentile, arm strength 96 percentile, sprint speed 98 percentile.
Sheesh.
The only thing that is not good is his whiff percentage, so he whiffs a lot, and his his K percentile is not very good as well. Chase rate is 19 percentile, and his walk percent is down, so not very good, but everything else, barrel percentile 90, max exit velocity 98 percentile. I mean, this guy is a stud. I just don't know if he can keep it up in 2023.
Well, he is phenomenal and he is a stud. But he, if pitchers know that he can't hit a slider very well because he sees it and he wants it so bad. He wants it because he wants to hit it, get some phenomenal hit for the team, and he does. But not always like every player. But he has trouble with those sliders, I can tell you that much. The slider out of the zone he wants so bad. So hopefully these pitchers won't catch on to that. I guarantee you they already have, but hopefully they won't. Most pitchers won't. And if he can hit a slider into the zone, I think we're doing pretty good. But he's just going to have to lay off it and learn how to watch it.
Are the Mariners going to make any moves in the offseason? Do you hope?
Well, we have lots of moves.
We know you got Colton Wong and Teoscar, but is there any moves you want to happen, you're anticipating to happen?
I want to get A.J. Pollock from the White Sox because he hits for average, has 15 home runs, I believe, and why would we want Jarred Kelenic playing left field? I do not know why. If you do, there, I think, is a problem. I'll have to have a chat with you. Just kidding. But I really think that if we added A.J. Pollock, he could be a stud. I don't think the White Sox really would want to. Isn't he a free agent, though?
Yeah, I think so.
He's a free agent, so I think we should just pick him up, and he would go for like 16 to 20 million,
not
I think.
Not even that much.
Not even. Maybe like 10 to 15. But anyways, he wouldn't be too much. The Mariners got money, I can tell you that. So we're in a cheap division. If we want to make moves, we'll make moves. Oakland's in our division. Texas Rangers are in our division. Like, we don't have very many
teams that are going to compete, but just
yeah, can't. Yes, exactly. Like, the Oakland Athletics probably have, like, $100 million total. Like, they can't make...
They can't
keep these guys for long if they do have them, because the Yankees will pick them, you know? So I think we can make moves, and if we want to, we will. So if we really want AJ Pollock, we'll get him. Jared Kelenic is not going to be somebody you're going to really keep in left field and be a good hitter for you, as we've seen. So if we just have AJ Pollock in there, I think we could really do a lot better.
So now the biggest question of all the Mariners, I bet every fan wants to hear this, because, and maybe they don't have a friend who's a big Mariners fan, but luckily I do. What is happening with Jared Kelenic? Probably the biggest guy who has the biggest hype in baseball.
Yeah.
Turns us down every time he plays. What is going on, and what to expect from Jared Kelenic? Tell us every single thing about him.
He's so hard because he's great in our when he's playing Double A, Triple A, phenomenal, like 21 home runs. You know, he has everything you could ask for. But then once he comes in the big leagues, he loses all confidence. He doesn't have any hype. Nobody, like, when they see him play, they're like, "Oh, great, it's Kelenic up," because they've seen him and he hasn't proved himself. I don't know. Even if you pay him $3 million for like a 2 year, like he's not gonna cost much, but why would you really want him on your team? I would say.
So are you saying he's not gonna do anything, even though how much hype he has?
He had so much hype, and I think he wasted it. Honestly, in 2022, he had 7 home runs, 17 RBIs, an average of 141.
Mm-hmm.
And how many games played is that? That would be only
181
games.
Played appearances,
and that's an average of 141. That's pretty sad. Really sad. If you have an average below 200, there is a problem. Even under 250, you're still not doing that good.
Mm-hmm.
But Kelenic really will have to improve if he wants to make the 40-man roster, and he's just going to have to step it up.
Does he get a shot this year, or what are you guys planning on doing?
I don't think he'll make opening day, but I think he will get a couple shots, and if he wastes it, I think we're just going to be done with him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really up to him if he's going to want it. I mean, obviously, you're facing the best pitchers in all of the world. Like, you're going against the best of the best, but you're also the best of the best, so you got to have some confidence. If you're playing in the MLB, I can tell you, you're that much. You can tell that yourself, you're awesome. So you just got to... If he, you know, trust the process and do what you can do. If that is only 7 home runs and an average of 141, you're not meant to be in the MLB.
Well, absolutely. He rakes in MLB, and rakes in minor leagues, but in MLB, he has a lot of bad things. I mean, he strikes out a lot, but his max exit velocity is 114, and that's really, really good. That's really good. But, he just strikes out so much that he's just not been there. But the big reason why I think Jared Kelenic is going to be good next year is because there is no shift. And he hits into the shift almost every at-bat. I'm looking at his hit spray chart right now. And he has 5 hits in left field or third base. And that's not good. I mean, he has 23 hits this year, and only 5 of them were in left field. So hopefully that shift works with him. I don't know... Do you expect big changes from Kelenic?
No. I want there to be big changes. I think he could be great. And you want him to be great, obviously. You want that prospect you've had for a while to be phenomenal and stuff. But he's just nobody who has been. He's been in the league for like 2-3 years, I think, now. And it's not shown. I really want him to be good. You see him every time. You're crossing your fingers. You're going, Kelenic. You're doing everything you can. You want him to do so good and so badly, but it doesn't. It just doesn't happen, and then everyone loses confidence, and then it just he loses confidence, and there's those believe signs out in T-Mobile Park, and then Once they once he has his first strikeout, they're all in the garbage can. They're, you know, it's like great. Now we have the 141 average coming up here. So
I know we got to wrap it up. But Jared Kelenic is so much talent that if he does not start in left field, who will is the main question you got to say, right?
We want AJ Pollock.
I mean, Alberto Rodriguez, I don't know too much about him, but he's that young guy that you guys brought up earlier this year, and he's pretty good, don't you think? And maybe even Tara Schmel. But, I mean, the point is you guys do need to get an outfielder to back up Kelenic. You're hoping for AJ Pollock.
Yeah, AJ Pollock, like we said earlier, hits for average. Hits quite a decent amount of home runs and is decently fast. I don't think Pollock will come. And if he doesn't, who's going to play there? Do we really want Taylor Trammell playing there? Do we want Kelenic? Who do we want? Who can we have
play there? Who do they need?
I know, exactly. Who can we get? We badly want the free agent, Pollock. Like, look how many hits we got out there. Like, he's a hitter. And he plays really well, too. 527 plate appearances, 120 hits, 14 home runs, 56 RBIs, an average of .245. So his average could go up a little bit, but he's still – you don't want Kelenic with a 141 average. He'll take .245 any day over Kelenic.
I mean, he's so I just going to say 315 in 2015, so he can hit the ball well, but –
That's 7 years ago, but still, if he wants it, he'll do it, you know. It's all about confidence, and you can do anything if you're in the MLB.
Yeah.
You can be the player you want to be. It depends on if you're putting in the work. So I just think AJ Pollock, if he's going to want it, he's going to put it in.
Yeah,
and so,
and the question is, do we want him to? I'm an MLB fan, Reds fan as well, but I do like the Mariners a lot, and I'm going to say we just because I'm with you, but I don't know. We just talk about the Mariners a lot. I really hope that covers any of your Mariners questions. Is there anything you want to say before we leave?
I think we covered it. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to MLB from CD Baseball Podcast. We share this. Check out Jacoby's podcast, the Mariners Alert Podcast. Thank you for listening.